Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor, and director of the Catholic community. It is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
After all that mayhem, you say, "Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ." Well, to come to that part a little later, but wouldn't it be neat to be able to cast out demons? What a rush that would be. Miracle. It would be a miracle. Dunamis in Greek. We get our word dynamic, dynamo, and dynamite. And so therefore, to be able to do a miracle, what a blast. The only trouble is, it would very easily and readily go to our heads. You know, I'm special. I can. You know, the real miracle worker always knows that it's God's doing. Miracles belong to the truly humble. Well, since I'm not there. Well, these would be good to see a miracle. It'd be like a shot in the arm for faith, wouldn't it? Except that can go to your head too. Hey, I've seen it. I'm one of those lucky few. And if you belong to a group that's seen it, you say, "Ah, we're special and we're in the same boat all over again." That specialness easily gives birth to group exclusivity. We saw the miracle. Isn't that why the disciples are so bent out of shape? A stranger cured in Jesus' name. You can hear the indignation in their voice. "We tried to stop him, for he was not one of us." Joshua 2. Eldad and Medad were on the list, but they weren't in the assembly. And so when they started prophesying the camp, Joshua runs to Moses. "Moses, my Lord, stop them. They were not with us in the assembly." You know, the sad thing about life is we still do that sort of stuff, don't we? We form groups that exclude. Just think of ourselves politically. Parties, one against the other. Watching group-sanctioned news TV shows. And we throw around labels, and in the label, the person gets lost. You know, group membership does give you a sense of identity, a belonging. It says who's in, and regretfully also, who's out. You know, a group really can help a person find themselves. That's 100% true. But it can also wound and wound deeply. If you happen to be one of the ones rejected, pushed out, and the damage can be great. Jesus wants a different kind of group. A different kind of group. Now, I admit, we all love a little rivalry, right? It's like a little athletic trash talk. You know, Stanford against Cal. I was at my reunion, I won't say which number, and of course, St. Mary's College High School is in Berkeley, and some of my classmates were very strong Cal fans. At a certain point, I couldn't stand it anymore, going on about their football team. And I said, "Well, our football team is great, and they graduate." Actually, Berkeley does have something over us. I hate to say it, gang. they riot better. Now, admittedly, that was a long time ago. I mean, your parents weren't even alive. 1964, the free speech movement. Some of you recognize that, right? Mario Savio. We were going to claim our voice. Well, I was a senior in high school, just 1 year removed from being a... could have been a freshman at Berkeley, though I went into the Brothers instead. And I could have been in those picket lines at Sproul Hall. Well, in any case, our student body president got in a big tiff with the dean of discipline, Brother Daniel. This guy, with a glance, could freeze water. Totally fearsome. So we were going to support our president. We were going to strike. This would have ended badly, I tell you. Any case, someone got to our student body president. The student body president called the senior class together, and he said these words, which I shall always remember. He drew a circle that left us out, but love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. He drew a circle that left us out. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. Those words have always haunted me because they really describe what God is all about. He's always trying to enlarge the circle, make it bigger, call more people, invite more people into his embrace, into his embrace. Isn't that what they accused Jesus of? Why does your master always eat with sinners and tax collectors? God sends Jesus to be his arms to call us. Now, I admit, I was raised in a very, very defensive Roman Catholic church. Because in those days, when I was a small child, America was still very Catholic, unfriendly. And it was real, and you heard it in the tone of their voices. There was a real glass ceiling, a real one. And you could see it across everything, education, business. Catholics only went up so high. So we clung to the church for security, for security's sake. I admit sometimes we trash talk too. But the one thing we never did, we never said, we are the saved and all the rest are the damned. We never said that. In the late 40s, there was in fact a Jesuit who did, Father Feeney. A few of you might remember that name. You had to be a Roman Catholic in order to find salvation. The Jesuits were not happy with him. His bishop was not happy with him. And Rome became very unhappy with him. He never responded to Rome. And he found himself cast out of the church he said you had to belong to for salvation. As a very small child, when I heard that, I thought, that's good. We're not a church that would damn 80% of humanity. When I was in high school, I kind of wondered, why is it that the fervent sometimes become so exclusive? Jesus wants a different kind of group, a different kind of church. You can't box God. You can't limit his love. You can't stop God from acting. The Spirit blows where it wills, and it's always calling. And so Moses and Jesus knew that you couldn't box God. So Moses said, would that the Lord might bestow his Spirit on them all. Jesus defended the man. Do not prevent him. There is no one who can perform a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. Moses wanted his people to be truly prophetic, Spirit-filled. Jesus wanted his people, in fact, to use his name to bring the kingdom. God wants a group, or rather, he wants a family that invites others into it. God has the love and the wit to win. Keeps on drawing us in the circle of that love. So if you want to belong, the first way you do it is in fact reaching out. If you wait to be accepted to belong, you will wait forever. It's who do you give yourself to? If you to belong means someone owns you, and that means you gave yourself as a way, as a gift. Reach out like Jesus. Simply reach out like Jesus. Draw the circle larger. Form circles of invitation. Invitation for discovering God. That's the whole idea. It's not about having the right answer. We're always supposed to be learners, because the truth we seek is in fact not just something cognitive. In fact, it's the knowledge of a person, to know in that deeply personal sense. But sometimes we can be somewhat timid about reaching out. We can pull back. I don't have the right answer, whatever. Annie Dillard said, "You cannot test courage cautiously. You cannot test courage cautiously." There's a certain devil-may-care attitude to Jesus. Authentic Catholicism does not erect a wall. It risks engaging in searching for Jesus, present now, present always in our life, our lived lives. He is there. So how does one belong to Jesus? Not as individualists. The Catholic instinct is always we, because we would never let family and friends behind. It's about one body of Christ. How do you one belong to Jesus? Well, how about being a group of friends, praying, talking, eating, serving, exploring the scriptures, exploring your own stories, because that's where God is active. We belong by encountering Jesus in common prayer and engaging each other in a truly holy conversation. Do what Jesus did. That's what he did with the apostles, right? He called them aside. They were a little slow in the uptake, but that's the beauty of it. We're slow in the uptake, and he walked with them, and he taught them. And he still promises, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in your midst." Now, Jesus was no enthusiast. This isn't about cranking up the emotion. He wants commitment. And so that brings us back to all that stuff, the end of that gospel, all that plucking, cutting, slicing off, you know. If I were to come at you to cut off your arm, how mightily would you fight me? With that strength, fight whatever would cut you off from God and your neighbor. With what vigor would you fight me if I meant to snatch out one of your eyes? Well, with that vigor, follow the lead of the Holy Spirit in your life. You know, it's really about living our trust in the Lord. You come from an incredibly rich intellectual tradition. Don't be afraid of hard questions. Being a Catholic is always about being a learner. Faith is not an assertion, it's that person, Jesus. It's seen with spirit-inspired eyes. The more that is God. So our great enemy is timidity. Because fear can isolate us, right? I may not have the right answer. Fear can stop me from asking hard questions, good questions. Fear can keep us silent. Because I don't want to, intrude and have a conversation with somebody else. Fear can stop me from sharing my joy in faith because, well, maybe it'll make myself embarrassed. Fear easily becomes hostility toward the different. A rigidity that enslaves and a legalism that never understood Jesus. There is only one antidote to fear. Courageous friendships. Courageous friendships in faith. Be like Jesus. He didn't form an exclusive group. He formed a community of friends. We call it church. Creating community is not accidental to us. It's not just some commandment. It is of the very stuff of our lives. We have to connect to be alive. It's there that we find ourselves, and we all do want to do that. And more important, we find our God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.